Vice?
Yes.
Do you guys also like spiders?
No.
Okay, well, I got the movie for you regardless. It's Ice Spiders.
Ice Spiders, okay.
I like the way you set that up. But what's better, Ice Spiders or Ice Spice?
Ice Spice.
But what is better than that? Friday!
It is Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
It's the crew. We're all here. It's Hot Boy Shane. It's the Cannibal Gypsy himself, Mike G. This, again, continuing the classics that built this show. Mm-hmm. Reviewing mm-hmm. Ice Spiders. Mm-hmm. You know, it is just a movie that holds a heavy place in our heart. Because it's been so long since we've seen it, too. It's been over a decade.
Yeah.
And going back to a movie where it just... It's better than I remembered it.
It's so much better.
It's so great. The spiders look so real.
It's got caribou. It's got Stone Cold in Utah. It's got another hunter to start the movie. It's crazy.
That was awesome. Because if Stone Cold grew up in Utah, he would look like this guy.
For sure.
Look at that fucking caribou, Shane.
That's a really good caribou. It also stars the guy from Starship Troopers and a couple of seasons of Days of Our Lives.
Yes. Yes, that's Patrick Muldoon.
Yes, he has the worst accent I've ever heard.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
It's like straight dude accent.
Yeah.
It's like straight snowboard or skiing dude accent.
I find it really funny how you're talking about accents like you don't hear any better.
Dude, did you not hear the accents I was doing last episode?
I fucking love how this movie wastes no time with the ice spiders.
No, and they have no shame. And I love the spider vision.
Spider vision's great.
Beautiful. I like how all the spiders have like a different color.
Yeah, so and like, I love how they explain that too.
Yes, they do.
I feel like the green spider is like the dopest spider. And the red
green spire's kind of lit.
The red one's kind of a pussy.
And the black one's the black widow that just hangs out at the lab.
Yeah. He knows what's up.
But yeah, these spiders, like right out of the get-go, there's two hunters. Just like they're hunting for a prize. And they're getting chased already by this gray spider.
Shane, you ever go hunting like that?
No. I've actually never been hunting.
You'd go, though.
No, I have no interest in shooting a deer.
Would you go like hunting if it wasn't like, if it was ice spice instead of ice spiders?
Would I hunt ice spice? No.
But she's got that ass.
Yeah, I'm not going to hunt her.
You're going to hunt her with something else.
Yeah.
With like your fists.
I was maybe a nice like Chianti.
Ooh. Nice little Chianti.
Oh, good
that,
one,
that, that's the hunter and Shane right there.
God, he's so... Arr. Oh, he's so...
You like that?
So these the spider's going to tactfully separate these guys.
Yeah.
And he's going to kill this one guy who's Utah Stone Cold. He's actually going to rip him apart.
Yeah.
Literally, like rip him in half. And then he's going to attack the other guy who just literally cannot shoot anything but trees.
He's got terrible aim.
Yeah. He might be the worst...
And like, he drops the bow.
Why would you drop a bow?
Yeesh.
Tactical decision.
Look at that spider vision.
Spider vision's amazing.
Spider vision OP. I love how they do it. Every time you see a spider, it goes to their vision.
What do you call it when the spiders like wrap you up in their web? Is there a name for that?
Oh, cocooning.
That's a cool, like the cocooning?
The cocooning.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Mist?
Oh, hey, Snoop. No, I haven't. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Is there a fair amount of cocooning?
Yes, because that guy falls down and explodes, and spiders crawl out of his exploded body.
Wow. Mm.
It's really gross, actually. Really good movie. Highly recommend it.
Hey, Snoopy.
Yeah.
What a good boy.
That's a good boy.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the opening of this movie.
Yes.
The spiders are just going to take these guys out.
And now we're going to cut to the slopes. We're going to see this. It's like, is this a class trip going to the slopes on the bus? Or like, what is
it?
It's like a traveling ski team.
Yeah,
it's a ski team.
And okay. Chad's like a little bit of an asshole, but he's like the big prospect.
Yeah, he knows he's good. He's going to the Olympics.
Just won a big tournament, but that's because his big rival dropped out.
Yep. He doesn't respect his elders.
He doesn't. He's such a cock.
Yeah, he is a cock. He doesn't know respect for the greats.
Nope.
But yeah, so they're going to head up to the mountain here in Utah, and then they're going to quickly meet up with, is it Frank? Frank is the, is he the coach?
He's the coach. He's one of the coaches, I should say.
He's super dope. He used his ski, then he fucking busted his leg.
Oh, that's Dash.
Oh, that's Dash.
That's Dash Dashel, or Dan Dashel is his real name, but they call him Dash.
Yeah.
He's really the main character of the movie.
Yeah.
No, Muldoon is.
Fuck Muldoon.
That is Muldoon.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I was thinking of the old guy. You're right.
Yeah,
Daniel Dash,
the old guy's
is
Frank.
Muldoon. Muldoon is the main character.
Muldoon's teaching this lover couple how to
ski. I fucking love this lady. She just wants it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to hide it either.
She's not. Look at the way she looks at him.
Yeah. Pepperoni or sausage.
Yeah.
She's such a fucking temptress. She also has a husband, though.
Yeah.
But I love how Muldoon's just trying to, like, I don't care. He's like, you guys need to be amazing skiers. You guys got to get on the mountain and race.
Yeah.
He's all about, like, making them competitive.
Where they're clearly just out for a good time. Maybe a little, like, cuck situation going down, something
which
like
is
that.
Hot. Yeah. Then there's the hot doc.
Yeah. Oh, hot doc.
Yeah.
There's Doc who he's putting the moves on. He's
what's Doc's name, Matt?
April Summers, played by Vanessa Williams.
Doc Summers.
She's a fucking baddie, and like she wants it, but she's playing hard to get.
She's definitely playing hard to get. She hangs around forever because he put the moves on her constantly. He's like, "Yo, you want to see my scars?"
Oh man, like he's fucking Heath Ledger.
Yeah, he's like, "Tell me." I'll show you. I got these scars.
Which is literally, there's a few amazing lines in this movie, and that's one of them. And I love how he brings it up at the end of the movie.
He does. Comes full circle. She, like, every girl I fucks Patrick Muldoon in this movie.
It's amazing.
He does got that, like, dude accent.
Yeah.
So, like, Chad comes in. They have, like, this, like, little showdown. They bring up his, like, how he was slated to be like one of the greatest skiers, mm-hmm. and he tells him like he had a really gnarly accident that pretty much took out his career because he didn't only like break his leg, he like shattered it.
I do love that his hair looks like it hasn't been in a shower in like 600 years,
but at the same time, it's very like good fuck that? Hair,
like it's greasy.
Like, look at his hair,
he's got surfer hair.
When's the last time that's seen a comb?
It's just, he's just got fuck hair, dude. Like,
yeah,
I don't,
like you could tell he fucks.
So we're just saying that hair just signifies fucking?
Yeah, guys who fuck, that's their hair.
Do you remember like Parks and Rec when they called it sex hair? Like, that's sex hair.
You're right. Okay. Parks and Rec wouldn't lie to me. He does have sex hair then. We're going with sex hair. Hit the sex hair button.
Matt, be a good slave.
There it is.
Oh, that's so fucking hot. I'm so hot right now.
You're so sick. You're a little sicko. So look at Snoop. Snoop's even looking at you. Like, look at this sicko.
Chad is gonna basically gonna challenge Muldoon to a race down the slope. She just wants to see this action, Doc.
Oh, of course she does.
Yeah, she's not at the lab. She wants to see the showdown. And they're gonna race down the slope.
They have a gnarly race. They're fucking shredding ice. What's a ski term?
Getting sick gnar.
Shred. Soaking up that shred.
Yeah, that could be better. You don't like getting sick gnar?
I mean, yeah, sure. Why not?
You're not saying he's a swoo dude?
I like the little army backstory of this.
Oh, for sure.
Movie.
The army guys are actually hella pointless, I feel like, for sure. I kind of love it, though. So
let's talk about the race, though.
Okay, let's talk race.
Chad kind of cheats right out of the get-go. Let's be honest. He gets an early start.
You could tell he's a little fuckface.
That doesn't bring down Dash. He's going to actually pass him at some point.
Yeah, well, Dash, he's the GOAT.
He is literally the GOAT.
He can't be stopped.
But the reason Chad wins is because he's willing to go off the fucking jump.
Yeah.
He's got that PTSD from the incident, so he
can't
stops.
Because he doesn't want to re-shatter his leg.
Which is fair, because I probably would not even ski again if I had shattered my leg while doing it.
God, they should have fucking had a scene together, these two.
Well, they're just throwing heat back at
it. It's such hot heat,
but
too.
I think this is, like, made-for-TV, like, sci-fi channel movie back in the day. So you were going to get blood and guts censored, but you weren't getting fucking full pen.
You're not getting nudity. You might get some scars, but that's about it. We talking about army ball?
Yes. We are talking about the army. Doesn't she go to... Vanessa Williams goes to the lab now, right?
Yep.
And she's just going to find her lab assistants fucking shred it.
I'm not going to lie to you. These death scenes were pretty rough. And I actually think they looked pretty good.
Yeah, no, they were.
If you look at the corpses on the floor, this actually looks pretty legit. They're like all over the place, cut in half. The blood looks legit.
The spiders don't look legit, but everything else does.
The cocoons look solid.
And then she hears some guy who's like, ah, my leg.
the SpongeBob, my leg.
Yeah.
I also like the story of like the fucking...
Dash and the Ranger?
Like the main scientist dude here.
Yeah.
He wants to keep all these spiders alive.
Yeah. So she sees this guy. He's in a complete web. And then she talks to him. And then he's like, it's the spiders. Mm-hmm. And he just dies. He just croaks. He's Joe Croak.
Oh, there's only so long you could survive in a cocoon.
Yeah.
So you have the Ranger and Dash. He brings Dash along because I guess he covers a lot of ground, knows the area, knows the resort. There is a two hunters that we saw in the beginning. They went missing. So they're looking for their bodies.
But they're going to not find... They do find them.
They
right?
do find
they
them.
They find them. They're also just mangled.
Dash finds them both mangled. I think he first finds the dead caribou.
Yes,
you're ripped right. inside out, essentially, yeah. which is really graphic. And then that's when he tells us, he's like, he hits the flare. He meets back up with the park ranger, and they see both of the... They meet both of the rangers that are just... dead.
I feel like spiders wouldn't mangle like this. I thought spiders were more of a subdue and suck your insides out kind of thing, not rip these
are,
pieces.
Yeah, these aren't normal spiders.
Yeah, and spiders can't even make it in the cold. That's another call that they consistently make. So it's very odd behavior.
But apparently these spiders were genetically engineered to withstand the cold temperatures.
For sure.
So...
probably just ice spiders at some point.
Like, you know? They kind of, like, made the worst... they made the worst decisions of all time, which is to make spiders huge and then make the spiders have literally zero weaknesses.
So they were created for good reasons, though, right? Like, they explain
yes.
that?
Yeah.
And
yes.
And that kind of just went over my head.
Well, Doc mentioned it, that they were originally created for good reasons. They were created for... So, like, they were not bioweapons. They were to actually, like, to be... Their silk was to be harvested to make, like, bulletproof vests and, like, defense purposes.
Yes, that's right. That is correct.
I love this. Can we just talk about how they were... Like, the fact that, like, how they made these. So, they basically took a fossilized spider species, incredible. Mitochondria, and put that into modern spiders.
Yes.
And they made, like... Was it, like, seven different ones? And that's why they have, like, seven different colors. There's no same colored spider. There's a black, green, a red, a yellow, a gray.
An orange.
Yeah, there's a ton of different colors.
This is the pride flag of spiders.
I was thinking the same thing, literally. It's a bunch of different ones, and I know that they mentioned that the black one was the one that they saw at the lab.
So you're saying this movie low-key took place in Asbury Park?
Yeah, it's literally a fact. Not only is that a fact, back at the lab...
Come back.
Back at the lab, all the army guys are coming in, the scientist is there, and... The Black Widow, like, goes, like, they see the spider. It takes out one guy entirely.
He kills him instantly.
Rips it. Then he, like, goes up through, like, the ceiling, and they shoot him 100 million times all across the office. No one hits him.
No, worst soldiers of all time. They can't hit literally a huge spider.
Probably 1,000 bullets, and none of them penetrate the ginormous ice spider.
Let's talk. There's 5 total spiders.
Is there 5 or 6?
I thought it was 6.
6?
It's something like that. It's like 5 to 7, huh? Something like that.
Yeah, we're going to go 5 to 7 range. I thought you had something to say about that.
No, I just wanted to... I just need a confirmation.
Is this pup okay?
Snoop, yeah, this is what he does. Buddy? This is how he, like, wipes his back.
Oh, okay. So he's just rolling around?
Yeah.
He's a good boy, though.
Oh, he's a great... He's the bestest boy. We're a very animal-friendly podcast, if you haven't been able to tell.
Yep.
Because we have a cat sleeping here. We have the bestest boy rolling around on the floor.
I'm covered in fucking Benny's animal not barking. Hair.
Yeah, it's kind of great.
Benny's chilling. What happens next in the movie, Shane? Because I think we're lost.
No, what's going to happen is the ice spiders are going to start literally assaulting all of the people on the slopes. And they're going to make everyone go and hide into the lodge.
Yeah, and then they start webbing the bus that they're in. Yes. So the bus is like going to be... Those kids are on the bus, and they're literally going to be trapped because it's going to start getting webbed.
Yes.
Yo, and did you guys get Jeepers Creepers 2 vibes from that?
I did. But also, when you mentioned like how they start attacking the skiers, it's literally taking people out like mid-air. Like they're getting hang time off of the ski slope, off the ramp, and it's just like taking people off the chairlift. It's kind of crazy.
Actually, the bus, though, is not attacked yet. So the kids are going to be hiding in a shed. The one guy who's like the head of the lodge is going to go out to help the kids. They're going to run into the bus. They're going to grab the keys and try to escape. Mm. But the one kid's going to be driving way too fast. He crashes the bus. And that's when the Black Widow spider starts webbing the bus to try to capture them, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what Chad has to get the keys? He has to, like, hop out of the bus. And
they
like,
have to take it from Ollie?
Yeah, and Ollie, the dead guy, and he comes back with the keys just in time.
Did somebody get killed on the lift?
Yes. The guy, This scene actually is the one scene I was actually visibly upset with.
Oh, man.
Because the guy's on top of the lift. There's nothing below him but snow. He waits until the lift is over a bed of rocks. Oof. And then jumps.
Yeah,
breaks. Shatters his leg and the spider just eats him.
Yeah, like that bone comes out of his leg.
Just imagine trying to catch some shred. You're getting air and you just get fucking
spidered. And yeah, that's gotta suck.
It's sad.
Patrick Muldoon, the park ranger he's with, he's gonna get eaten by the spider.
Oh yeah, he gets sucked in. He just he spits out the web and like drags him in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the army and the scientists, they do get into a little bit of a feud here because the scientist wants to keep them alive, does not want to kill the spiders that are killing everybody.
It's his life's work. I mean.
But they instead are going to be like, nah, we got to kill everything. So they're a little bit of a tussle there. Muldoon's eventually going to make his way back to the, what's it called?
Lodge.
And that's when a spider is going to come through the chimney and it's going to kill the married couple that he was trying to teach how to ski.
Yeah, that was
the vixen lady. Yeah.
Her and her husband get murdered by the spider.
That was like pretty vicious.
It was very vicious. I felt horrible for them. There was nothing wrong with those characters that they had to get brutally murdered like that.
Yeah. And Muldoon just out of the get-go, he's not playing games. He wants the spiders dead. He's worried about the safety of the people. And Doc's kind of bought in because of the scientist wants to keep them alive because of his creation. But like they are now, what she didn't know was that on the side, the scientist agreed to have them like their growth set exponentially and they rapidly have been evolving.
Which is why they need to put these spiders down a sape.
Which has allowed them to escape, to attack, and was not the plan for why they had them in the first place, genetically altered.
So the kids are going to have to escape from the bus first. So they do that whole, like, I'll let the spider, like, I'll open the doors, everyone run, I'll try to trap the spider leg in here kind of thing. And that's how the kids escape and run.
Right, yeah.
Right? And then, like, eventually Muldoon and Doc are going to meet back up with the soldiers, and they're going to come with this plan to pour out this green goo and have Muldoon ride down the slope and have the spiders chase him.
Right.
So then the spiders can get to the green goo then get mowed down by the soldiers.
It's important to note that green goo is their food? Yeah.
And eventually,
it's just a wild goose chase.
It is. Because all they do, right, is capture the spiders and then they bring them back to a different lab.
I mean, it's like they're attracted to this light and heat, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely like use that food for
like,
sure.
Like the moral of the movie is the government wins. Because the government just gets the spiders and they're like, all right, forget this ever happened. And that's it.
Well, they do capture the other ones.
Yes.
The one armor guy like does capture them, but he does tell one of his friends to bring this. You don't know why he tells him to bring the gun. He does explode all of the spiders.
You're right.
Except for the one that they bring back to the lab, because the scientist does. He gets killed, right? Doesn't the scientist
get killed? The scientist gets killed by the spider.
But then there's another rando guy that
shows
like,
up afterwards.
And he's a replacement scientist.
Yes. That's exactly how that plays out.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's like a fucking cartoon supervillain.
I do like how he, like, through this plan, like, he knows they need to be dead. So he does tell this guy to bring the gun regardless. Because he knows that no matter what, they're killing the spiders. Except they do grab one.
Right. So all the spiders except one are dead. And the U.S. government has the one spider now that they're going to probably just recreate everything to make ice spiders too.
Yeah, which never comes out. And it's really sad because, like, it was so great.
Yeah. So this movie's charm, if we're just going to talk on a charm level, is how fake the spiders look.
Yeah.
It actually adds to the charm of this movie.
But like, that's the point, right? The point is just, like, how fake it is what makes it so special.
Yes. The acting is literally on point for a movie like this. It's not too good, but it's not too bad. It's kind of, like, perfectly cheesy, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, it's, like, super rad, dude. It's
definitely rad.
There is a couple of lines. Sorry, I'm like actually like looking for them that legitimately made me piss my pants. I can't find them. I will find them at some point, but I don't know if might have to be all for view. when I get there, because I don't know when I'm getting there.
Do you remember
there.
What was maybe said?
He was talking to Frank. I forgot it when it was. It was so great. It was, some would say, too great. It might be like much earlier on. I'll look for it. No worries. No big deal. It might be in like the 40 minute mark, maybe a little earlier.
And then this wraps up. Dude gets the chick.
Yeah.
Chick gets the dude.
Everyone's happy.
And they bring up the scars, like, I'm going to show you my scars.
Yeah. And that's like
in the bed.
That's like another term for his dick, too.
Yes. Dick scars.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that what you were actually going for? I don't get it. How's that another term for his dick? Like, is his scars a metaphor for his dick?
He's going to show her his scars.
Like, SARS?
No, they're going to fuck.
Oh. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
You'll get it eventually. Just like Bri will find these quotes eventually.
No, it's over.
I just need to find the one. There was two that I legitimately loved, but one I really liked. Now I can't find it. Well, yeah, you can't win them all.
You can't win them all. Sometimes you just lose. And
sometimes you get caught up in a cocoon.
Yeah, it's over for all of us. So that's Ice Spiders. It's fucking great. It's a sci-fi movie classic. Like, this movie, I like am positive was on a Saturday night at 8 p.m. on the Sci-Fi Channel. I have literally no doubt about that.
Like you were looking for something to jerk off to.
No, like I'm like, oh, maybe let me see if Rawhead Rex is on for the 47th
My
time.
My God.
And instead, Ice Spiders is
so
on.
So you could
night.
Jerk off to it again?
No, oh. God. When I was a kid, there was like two movies that Sci-Fi Channel played religiously, and it was Rawhead Rex and Pumpkinhead.
Well, they're going to say Route 666.
Route 666 is another one. Was on there all the time. Like, I'm sure Ice Spiders was fit in somewhere. Like, 9 p.m. Saturday night, you're bored, you're watching Ice Spiders on the Sci-Fi Network.
Did Sci-Fi play naughty movies at night? No. Or am I... I'm no, remembering like, that wrong.
Definitely remembering that wrong. That was Cinemax or like HBO.
Bri, do you know like how Shane hates women and stuff?
He literally hates that. He hated every woman in this movie thing. Too.
Do you know what else I know? I found out about him? He mass. Oh, you found it.
I found it.
Please, come on.
All right, hold on. Let me play this.
it's so
good.
Where is Frank?
Dude, that pause. The pause is so perfect.
It's so chilling. It's like legit like a 5 second pause.
Perfect. Oh.
Where's Frank?
Yo, I'm so happy you found that.
That's incredible.
Let's get it one more time for the culture.
It's like they forgot what the lines were.
Yo, is there anything in that?
The legit deep breath. And then he just like cranks it out. Yo.
Where's Frank?
Yo, dude. Oh, man.
Dog, what are you doing down here?
He leans into the camera. Let's do it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Epic. That's one of the funniest things.
Where's Frank? Where's Frank?
Ooh. And that is officially Ice Spiders.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Let's do it. Thumbs out. Let's fucking do it.
Thumbs out. Four, guns out.
Three. Buns out. Two. One.
Oh, hell yeah.
Easy.
That almost made me want to give it two thumbs up. That's how incredible that scene was. Wow. This movie's great. It's a fucking classic. I can't say enough good things about Ice Spiders. If you want to watch just fucking sci-fi, bad CGI, this is it. Muldoon, all the way.
He's a little fan. I want to watch more movies with him. He's fantastic.
Oh.
Where's Frank?
Where's Frank?
Apparently, Vanessa Williams, Muldoon, and Thomas Calabro, they were all on Melrose Place.
Really?
I love
it.
They all started on that on Melrose Place.
That's a classic. And I think my mom used to watch that.
They reunited.
And it feels so good. You know what else feels good? Next week's episode.
Yes. Next week, we are continuing our trend of movies that started this podcast. We are doing the Daniel Baldwin classic, Born of Earth.
I can't wait.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
Yeah. Born of Earth.
Born of Earth. What more can I say other than we're reviewing it next week?
Yep. And you know where to find us every week. www.thefinalpodcast.com, also on Spotify, also on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorites. Please tune in every Friday for these low-budget movies. We enjoy them so much. Hope you do too. And when you want to watch an actual much better show, you can turn it on Mondays for the A Show. The actual show, the show that's really relevant. This is the Shanghai Show. It's the Bogart Show, really. It's the bastard show.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's the bitchless show.
It's guys, the B show.
Where's Frank on three? One, two, three.
Where's Frank?
Where's Frank?